You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local for us, area director, social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you this morning?
I am ready for summer, Brandon.
And I was even thinking about this as we were setting up today, especially for people in the BNI Heartland region, there's some that are nowhere near summer, I feel. There is summer somewhere, I'm sure, right?
Certainly late coming this year, anyway.
I would agree, and I'm sure all of our listeners would agree, too. So today, we have a topic that we actually have two podcasts we're going to be doing. This is the first of the two, and they don't coincide. Well, I'm going to say it. We had two that were too long to be one, but too short to be two, right? So we split up a little, but we found enough content in both of them that I feel this is going to be a very relevant topic. But we're going to talk about subs. And I know a couple months back, Ivan did a podcast about subs on his podcast. So I recommend to go listen to that because that I think focuses more on the guidelines and kind of talking about the reason of subs and abusing them and all of that. But what we want to talk about is when you do have a sub, what can you do to help them be the most effective they can be and how can it benefit you? Because remember, they're there to represent you. So to get into talking about subs, I think the first thing we need to talk about is where do you find them? So, Ray, where do you find these subs?
Well, first off, I'd like to clarify by subs, we are talking about substitutes for you at the meeting, not any sort of sandwiches or submarines or anything like that. You just went straight into the word subs. So
I did.
If somebody is looking for some of those other type of things in a podcast, I'm sure there are podcasts for them. but we're actually going to talk today a little bit more about, where do you find somebody that wants to kind of hold your place there at the meeting? And there's a number of different places you can go. One of my favorite things to do is to look for BNI members that might be in other chapters, so they're kind of already familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And the BNI Heartland website, if you've not been there, it's a great resource for that. You go to bniheartland.com, and then you can find a chapter. You can find the other chapters there in your area, and then just kind of pick and choose through there, see if there's anybody that you know. Kind of look through the menus there. But yeah, there's an advanced search you can do and find the particular members in your area that might be able to take your spot.
One thing that I always look for when I'm looking for a sub with BNI Heartland, and mind you, I'm pretty fortunate to have the relationships I do in so many different chapters, just as you do. I kind of have some people in mind, but I always think of open classifications in my chapter, right?
Like, oh, absolutely.
I love to, and for those of you that don't know, I am back in a chapter myself with another business opportunity I have, but I always try to find somebody that's not. Now, I would love to have a visitor, not a sub, but a visitor that is in this open classification. But for the time being, if it is an open classification, it does not hurt to get exposure for another BNI member. We're still keeping it within the BNI family, the BNI referral family. So I always look for classifications that are open in my chapter because they're more likely to want to sub for you because it's more exposure for their business and more opportunity to meet some other members that they could do business with.
They might know somebody in their sphere that could kind of take that position for your chapter. You never know.
That's the best case scenario then, isn't it?
I would think so.
Then it is almost like bringing a visitor, which by the way, just a quick note, and this isn't in our notes, a sub is not a visitor. So if you do invite somebody, they have an open classification, they're not in another chapter, they need to come back the next week as a visitor if they want to be considered a visitor in the chapter.
You can't be both.
They cannot be both, right. A substitute is there to represent you. Also, the BNI Heartland app, you can narrow down using that too when you do the search.
We do have the worldwide search function on there, and you can find other chapters just as easily through the app. Yeah, yep. Good point.
If you're a fan of that, which I am a huge one. The next one is clients, and I have a story that I want to share on this. So in my original chapter, we had a dentist, and she was awesome. And she helped a family from Africa that moved there, and they happened to come to her to use her practice, her dental practice. And she ended up helping his wife find a job because he had a job. And I think she helped something with the kids in school. I can't remember exactly what it was, but he was a financial planner. So as we just talked about having that open classification, he obviously did not have an open classification in our chapter, but he was one of her clients. Well, he stood up. He did a great job with the weekly presentation part, which we'll talk more about that here in this podcast, but he did a great job with that. But what surprised me, pleasantly surprised me, was when he got up for the referral and testimonial part. And instead of, you know, saying what some people say, oh, I wasn't given anything and stuff like that. He gave a testimonial to the dentist and how much she did help his family and the areas that she helped. That's how I know she helped the wife get a job and, I guess, said something with the kids. And to me, that was the best testimonial. And it was from his heart. It wasn't written from him. It was his experience he had. So if you have a client out there that you're close with or that you've gone above and beyond for, I do not think it's crazy to ask them to come and sub for you, even if, you know, their business doesn't, isn't based upon referrals, right? Maybe you're working with somebody that doesn't have a referral-based business. They could come take their lunch and substitute for you or something on those lines, right?
Well, yeah, they can have lunch. And remember, like we said earlier, when you have a substitute, they're there for to represent you, not to represent their business. So don't necessarily look for somebody that has that. What their business is isn't necessarily relevant to them being your substitute.
Now, one of the last areas, and I recommend last because these people, as we talk about with our feature presentation for our visitor days, is these are people that you have more of a personal relationship, not a business relationship with. And these are going to be your friends and family. And when I say friends, I don't mean business friends. I mean like your buddy you go have drinks with and he happened to not be working on the day of your meeting and he can come sub for you, right?
Right. Your mom is always going to say good things about you, right? She would be a perfect substitute, right?
I would love to have my mom substitute for me for so many reasons. I mean, for those of you that know me well, my mom is not much different than I am. And so she's very unique in that way, let's just say. and her filter, and she'll say this, her filter is getting less and less as she gets older. And, I do love that about her. So, but I really think that this is kind of your last resort because they will do a great job representing you. But I hope we've shown the value of another BNI member getting exposure for their business, having opportunity there. That can lead to referrals that you're passing. Clients who speak highly of you, they've done business with you. That's why you have that relationship. And then it goes to the, I need somebody. You're my friend. You'll help me out. You're my family. You're always here for me. That's why I kind of put them at the bottom of the list is more they're just a personal relationship versus the business relationship.
And those personal relationships could still work, however, if you've especially gone through the extra effort to make sure they're prepared to be a sub for you at some point in the future. I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about some of the things you can maybe do to make sure they're a little bit better prepared for that.
I have a story. I have a story for this one.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Okay.
Of course
so
you do.
Preparing your substitute. Ray, let's start with the question. I know you hate it when I do this. So let's start with the question because I know you'll be cool with this. Have you ever been at a meeting and a substitute stood up and said, well, they didn't give me anything, but here's what I know about their business?
Boy, if there's one thing that really kind of drives me a little bonkers is when I don't know what I'm going to say about Brandon today. he just asked me to show up and have some lunch.
Exactly. And a lot of the times I do believe that our members have good intentions on sending it. But it's one of those experiences, you're probably busy or traveling. That's why you need this sub. For whatever reason, you don't get that over to them. And you remember probably an hour after the meeting's over, right? That's when it clicks in your head. Oh my gosh, I should have sent my weekly presentation. So with Member Extravaganza, I got to do a lot of sub shuffling, if you will, just with my travels and everything. Mm-hmm. And you had some amazing BNI members represent me at my chapter. But one of them, after I sent my weekly presentation, responded and said, awesome, I got your weekly presentation. I'm ready to go. By the way, I am on this board and we are talking about this exact subject that you wrote about. I would love to chat with you about it. So what happened was I had a good relationship with this person. Her classification is open in my chapter. So I reached out to her, asked her well in advance if this date worked for her. She committed to it. So that Monday, when I sent the weekly presentation, it was actually a business opportunity that it turned into, almost a referral, if you will, because what I was educating the chapter on, she was that ideal referral that I was looking for at the time. So if you need a why to make sure you get your weekly presentation to your substitute, I want that story to be your why. Because if it's not them personally that could use your services in the weekly presentation you wrote out for them, they may know somebody that they could refer to you. And if they're already supporting you by substituting for you, they're probably going to support you by passing you a referral too.
Yeah, and if you can get it to them a couple of days in advance and they have the chance to look that over, they might have a couple of those referrals floating around in their mind for you already by the time they get to that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, then it also helps, too, if you can get it to them a couple of days in advance. That way they can practice and rehearse. So when they do get up there and talk about Brandon and what he needs for his referral this week, they're not just reading off their phone or in a sheet of paper and go, well, Brandon says he would really like an introduction to people who...
Yeah. Right. Yes.
So they can kind of personalize it, make it their own, so they're not uncomfortable when that 60 seconds comes up or whatever and they're running out of time or I didn't finish. Give them a chance to rehearse that a little bit. We all know the practice makes perfect for us when we're doing our own weekly presentations, mm-hmm. when we're doing our feature presentations. Give that courtesy to your sub. Give that presentation a couple of days in advance and it'll sound a lot better coming from them as well.
So, Ray, I almost feel, and this is totally a joke, we should do a podcast on... training your sub.
Oh, there's so many things we could do to train our subs.
So if you recall at the beginning of this, that would be the second podcast that we thought of.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I am too. It will coincide with this. But we figured we should set the ground of first talking about where to find a sub. So especially if you have new members in your chapter, share this podcast with them. Because I think attendance challenges in your earlier days of BNI is mainly because you're not comfortable with the substitute process. You just don't know how it works, or you don't think of asking your clients, or even that you could ask another BNI member to do it for you. And then I really wanted to share that story about how my weekly presentation led to a referral, because I want to remind members, by setting up your substitute to succeed can only benefit your business more. The point of a substitute is so that your business is represented and top of mind for your chapter. Don't lose that opportunity just because you're not there.
I think that's a great place to end.
Perfect. And for those listeners with us today, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your insight today.
Thanks for inviting me, Brandon.
Absolutely. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.